Hello.
Hey.
I'm here with my dad in Simpsonville, South Carolina. So tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Grew up in a small town in China. It's a small in China, but it's still a big city in American sense. It was about 400,000 people when I were young, double the size. It's a coast town, and I remember long been here. So that's a place we almost visit every night, and then we
So
just
River?
yeah,
Okay.
along the river bank we walk and. That's a kind of family tradition. I remember that part.
Okay. So tell me about your parents.
My dad and mom, they are traditional dad and mom, and they are working class. And they all grown up in a small town. Actually, they didn't receive college education. And then my mom is a worker, and my dad is a businessman, run a small company. So they work. Fortunately, they both work, so we grew up, and then we did not worry about money or food. Had a pretty easy life.
Okay. Tell me a bit about their personality.
Well, they're very strict parents, and they all expect good performance, and but be kind too, and the give you a prize if you doing good. They give you, you'll get punished, and nothing good. So as a kid, kind of listen.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
In China, have a summer vacation, winter vacation, and summer vacation is not as long as here, but it's still big holiday for the students. During the school year, during school time, it's always extremely busy because it's so competitive. All the kids trying to study hard, get a good score. The summer come, summer I mean summer vacation coming, and big day, big time. But it's not easy to travel to China, so basically I have a plan, have several friends together, make some plans, and make some do something. Although something really not encouraged by parents, but we do anyway. There's still a lot of homework from school, even in summertime. Some parents, like my parents, they give some extra homework. To make, they will make sure you're not relaxed.
Okay, so tell me about the person who has influenced your life the most. What lessons did they teach you?
I have an uncle, he's my father's older brother, and then my memory, I think he's the only guy in the family who received college education. He's he was a senior engineer, majored in textile, you know, for the big factory in China, and then he was very knowledgeable. I was very young, and then he gave me a lot of things, teach me how to read, and basically, the thing he gave me some directions, what I might want to do in the future, it was not that pushy. Not the kids, basically, give me, I think it's the direction which some sort of influence my choice on the future college.
So, the fact that you wasn't pushing was that, did you like that, considering everybody else was?
Yes. Valley was the kind of person at that time. So his work, others more powerful than other people, which I think that's the person I like to listen to.
So this might be the same person, but of all of the family members you've either personally known or heard stories about, who do you think was the most interesting and why?
I have a lot of relatives in China still. Most of them didn't go to college. And then they stayed in the hometown. They chose all kinds of different lives. I don't really have too much contact with them, but I know one of them who actually went to medical school like I did, and then he went back. Actually, he was a surgeon. So we are the only two medical persons in the entire family. I'm here. I'm a surgeon in the U.S. He is a surgeon. Although he doesn't operate much, he's a chief, basically a CEO in the hospital. I think he was obviously went to the administrative route, not really academic. But that's all he did pretty well in that part.
So, what was your relationship with him?
Did you know him very well? I still, yes. Every time we visit China, we see each other. And, the small town, like my hometown, is obviously a pretty powerful person. A lot of connections. Several times, you know, he say if I have any chance going back, obviously he's the person to rely on. That's a different type of life. It's not academic kind of life. It's totally different, you know, in China, it's rely on a lot of connections.
going back to your childhood a little bit here, has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager? Do you like it better, or?
Well, I never imagined it like this as a teenager. I think I'm more pleased with my current life, my current work, and see myself pretty productive. Of my patient has green knees and I'll be back in my patient. I think there's a lot of I can provide help.
Okay. So you did say that your life is different from what you imagined. What did you imagine yourself with?
I think when I was young, I was influenced by the reaction I just mentioned about the assignment, probably. I imagine how probably the assignment called the search question. I did do actually years of research. Eventually,
so when you were growing up, what role did religion or spirituality play in your life when you were religion?
I were not. There's most people who kind of not religion, but many parties, especially in the public school, the students educated, guided.
So tell me how this is like people to remember.
Well, I'm helping people now and helping sick people.